The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 1. Forget verse 1 and then flip on to verse 2. If you're there, say I'm there. Okay, let's read like soldiers. 1, 2, go. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of... I can hear you, soldiers. 1, 2, go. Before you sit down, flip your Bible and hold where you just got to. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. Don't sit down. Don't close the two as well. 1, 2, go. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Sit down. Spirit of the Lord, incubate my words. Turn them into missiles, arsenals. Let them become weapons in the hands of a mighty man, that it will destroy strongholds. It will restore your people to your original purpose. In Jesus' precious name. Now, if you look around our country recently, if you cared to look at our news, you're a Nigerian, and I believe that Nigerians should love Nigeria. One of the things you will notice, I don't know whether things are getting better, actually, or they are getting worse. Because if you take up a typical news, you keep hearing the oil is going down, the credit crunch is getting worse, you keep hearing this one has gone into bankruptcy, you keep hearing this one is divorced, you keep hearing this one is going to marriage crisis. Looks as if from one bad news to another. And then if you check the headlines, even when they give you one good news, it looks like they will just take one bad news and spoil the entire good news. And sometimes, if you're not careful, it will get inside you. And if it gets inside you, you will use it to recondition your life. That's why the first scripture we read, if you can open to it again, is, and thou art snared with the words of my mouth. Is that what is there? With the words of my mouth. Is it my own mouth? The word snared means you are trapped. Is it my own or your own? Thou art trapped with the words of Pastor K's mouth. Correct me, I stand to be corrected. Thou art snared with the words of Pastor K's mouth. You're not sure? Thou art taken with the words of Pastor K's mouth. Is that correct? Now give me the correct rendition. 1, 2, go. Thou art snared. Again. Preach it to me, please. 1, 2, go. Now, whose words count? Mine or yours? I need to hear from you. I need to hear from you. Whose words matter now? My words or your words? Okay, hold on. The proverbial native doctor or the old woman in the village who will tell you, you will see, you will see. Whose words from the evidence, from this, we're reading the constitution. From the statute. Is this statutory, right? Statutes. Now, from what I'm reading now, the woman who stays at the village and tells you, you will see, I will see how you will get to the top. And then you start running helter-skelter, trying to abort what she said. From what you are reading now, do you think you should have run helter-skelter trying to abort what she said? So why were you running helter-skelter in the first place? Ignorance. The Bible says, my people are destroyed. Not because there are evil spirits in the land. Not because the economy is bad. My people are destroyed because they lack basic knowledge. I didn't say lack of knowledge. Basic knowledge. Many of us lack primary kindergarten knowledge on your right as a child of God. Now I'm here to read you your right. Look at the way police pack people. They say, stop. You stop. Where is your paper? You bring your paper. Where is your driver license? You bring it. Where is those of you who drive here? Daniel, what's those things they used to ask us? Now, if everything is complete, say, where is your fire extinguisher? You bring a fire extinguisher. Where is your caution sign? You bring a caution sign. Put on your brake light. You put on your brake light. Where is your rear view? You say, how many are you in this car? Who is the owner of this car? He said, we are taking this car to the station. We are charging you of overloading. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the way the devil is messing a lot of us up. He packs you in the area of your health. Then some of us, he waits for you in the area of your career. In different areas of human experience, Satan is packing us up and down. Stop! Hey, where is your malaria? You say, see it. Say, where is... He says, stop! Where is your typhoid fever? You say, see it. The devil cannot do anything except what you permit him to do. And listen to me. The only way you permit the devil is when you open your mouth. No matter what is happening around you, it is inconsequential until you let it enter inside you. The Bible says, out of the heart of a good man, he flings out good things. And out of the heart of a bad man, he flings out bad things. If you have been meditating on evil, when it is time to speak, that's what you speak. Let's not go very far. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Words are not cheap. Words are expensive, including your unspoken words, which is your attitude and your behavior. How are you? You have spoken volumes. Ah, sister, how is the family? We are in God's hands, so we are in God's hands. Elvis, how are you preparing for the marriage? Everything has gone up in Nigeria. Only God knows. I budgeted 300,000. By now, in fact, we are looking at God. We don't know how it will happen. In your heart, you think that what you're giving God is praise. No, you are lamenting. And everything you say is a trap. Now, the person it traps is not me that is talking to you. It is you that is listening to me. You listen to news. They say, yesterday, somebody was kidnapped. Say, we are finished in Edo State. We are finished. It is only you that will be left there. Some of us are not finished. We are just starting our own Edo State. Everybody's experience is not the same. Why do you think that the evil that happened to other people will happen to you? You heard that somebody lost his job. You go home, you are afraid. And you say, what if I lose my job now? God help me. You have already lost it. You must understand that one thing that God gave you to create the realities of life is your word. And that's why the devil will always want to trap you in the area of your words. The more we shout the credit crunch, the more we are crunched. The more we shout that everything is getting bad, the more we are trapped. I'm looking for some people who will not speak what they are seeing, who will start speaking what they are believing to see. When you pray, you don't pray the evils you're going through. You pray the beauties you want to see. So your words trap you. Your words catch you. Your words have power. Your words have creative ability. Whatever you say, it's just a matter of time you will see. If your baby is running temperature and you keep touching the temperature, say, ah, it's getting higher. Ah, it's getting higher. Ah, when will this it? What are you doing? You are empowering the fever to continue to explode. Anything you say, it is the law of life. Look at your neighbor. Say, from today, I change what I say. He said, thou art taken with the words. You are arrested by your words. So if you are doing well and you say one wrong thing, you automatically, it is back. Your words put handcuffs on your hands and take you behind the chain. Listen to me. God does not deliver you by the multitude of your tears. He does not deliver you because he feels sorry for you. He already loves you. You are his child. And he's telling you how to walk yourself out of evil. Sometimes when I look at what is happening around us, sometimes it is a satanic attempt to keep all of us saying the wrong thing. Imagine if 6 billion people in the world are saying the economy is bad, the oil is going down, and we say that every day of our lives, and we have said that for the last 30 years. How old is Nigeria? Today, how old is Nigeria? Forget October 1st. 40. 49. At 49, some of us are 49 years, some of us are 25. For the past 25 years of your life, what have you said about Nigeria? And I'd like you to look at Nigeria. Everything we have said is what it is, harvest time. So Nigerians, we need harvest failure. We said we cannot, and we have not been able to be. We said it can never be, and it has never been. Until we start speaking what we are saying about our society, about our situation, about our circumstances, we will remain arrested. Proverbs 18, you have read it. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruits of his mouth. Satisfied means you will be filled with what you are saying. Your words, I told you, have creative abilities. So when you say something, it enters somewhere, it like a seed. Your word is like a seed. It enters somewhere, and in the process of time, it enters the ground, decays, germinates, and it grows up. It brings out fruits. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not the one that will eat the fruits of what you have been saying. You are not the one that will eat the fruit of what I've been saying. You will eat yours. I will eat mine. It's the law of life. And he said, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips, he shall be filled. If you don't like what you have been saying, change what you have been saying. And friends, you can never change what you have been saying until you change who you are. If you want a brand new situation, then you need a brand new you. Listen, God doesn't change your situation. He changes you, then you change your situation. God is not Father Christmas. God is not in the magic business. Believers are expecting God to change their situation. No, he changes you, then you change your situation. That is why the Bible says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Every word that has been proceeding out of your mouth is actually the way you are. I remember when we come to church and you see people who are church workers and they use F language, gutter language, and they speak like people who've never been to church all their lives. And then we try to tell them, we don't use F here. We don't use gutter language here. After some, I told myself, why are you trying to change what they are saying when you haven't changed who they are? So when they come before you, they use F language, say, oh, sorry, I forgot this is church. All they need to do is walk away. They don't need to walk away from church. Just step away from where Pastor K is or from where any of the pastor is. All you need to do is stay with your homies, with the same people who are security officers with you in church, with the same people who are choir members with you. You still talk the way you talk. And ladies and gentlemen, may I tell you this? I noticed in the Bible that when everybody was suffering, Joseph was not suffering. When everybody was suffering, Jacob was not suffering. Every time there is crisis in the land, it's not everybody that enters the crisis. In every crisis situation, God has his prophetic agenda, people. The people he uses to turn the situation around. You know, sometimes when I look at what is happening around the world, I thank God because it is time for repositioning. When God wants to take some people from the back side of life and bring them to the front side of life, he has to find a way to get the others to slow down. For them to slow down so that his people will come forth. The Bible said, and I quote, that John the Baptist remained in the wilderness to his day of his showing forth. Ladies and gentlemen, when God wants to cause you to manifest, there is a way he goes about it. Jesus was born in a manger. Everybody was born in a five-star hotel. Can I talk to this church like I feel it? I feel something prophetic dropping from my system. I don't know whom I want to drop it on. The day Jesus was born, many other children were born. But he was so unfortunate as it seemed, looking from the eyes of man. He was born among, he was born in the gutter side of life. Nobody, he had no reference point. He had no call card. He had nobody, no connection. No godfather, no godmother, no god anything. He was all by himself. He didn't know where the connection would come out for him to go from the ashes of the bushes to the front side of life. But something happened. A decree came and they were killing everybody that was born the day Jesus was born. Remember that everybody that was born around the 2 years old, all of them were going to be wiped out. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that when God wants to do something, sometimes he will push by himself. You don't need to pray for them to die. You don't need to pray for them to slow down. The one that created you and put destiny in your hands, he knows how to use you to... Am I talking to the real church? I'm trying to say, he knows how to... He gave you the destiny, don't forget. He created you. You were not there when he put you in your mother's womb. May I ask you, how did you enter your mother's womb? When did you enter? At what point did the sperm come together with the eggs? The answer to this unlikely question is, I don't know. I don't know simply means my life is in his hands. In the midst of economic crisis, he knows how to wiggle me out. But everybody would have gone ahead of Jesus. Somehow he came from the back side of life. But maybe he had parents who knew how to re-prophesy what the prophet prophesied to him all the time. That English may not be correct. His mother had been given his destiny prophesied to. The angel told his mother the nature of the child. The Bible said the mother spent time meditating on what the angel had told her all this time. So you know what happened? When there was trouble, when the king came to kill all the children, the mother looked at his little boy and said, "Your name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God, is with us. God cannot be with me and they will kill me." You must know how to make your words work for you. When nothing can work, the word of God you have put in your heart all the days that the trouble have not come is what you go back to dig out from. When the government said, that every child will die. Mary looked at his child. Every child may die. My child, he will not die. I checked the nature of your prophecy. It did not say you will die after you are 2 years. Everybody may go. I will still bring you out. All of a sudden, you know what happened? Prophetic agenda began to speak. God began to speak to his helpers to come fetch him out. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody was slowed down for Jesus to go ahead. It wasn't Jesus that slowed them down, don't remember? He didn't go to church to pray that God begin to slow everybody down. It is in his prophetic agenda. Can I tell you, sometimes when you see crisis in life and you see trouble and you see challenges, hold on before you make your mouth work against you. The Bible said that when John the Baptist was born, let me talk to you a little bit about John the Baptist. Everybody may have been laughing at Elizabeth that she didn't have a child when her mates were having a child. I told you that sometimes God will slow some. Musa, if you were Elizabeth and at 40, 50, 60, you don't have a child yet, even church folks will laugh at you. I thought you said you go to church. How come you go to church and your God cannot give you an ordinary child? Even native doctors are having children. Even people who don't believe it. What kind of, you are not a good, a true man of God. At 60, she didn't have a child. When she became old, listen, even now, when you tell somebody that an old woman has a child, everybody will laugh. When she was delayed, she wasn't happy about the delay. Listen to me. No matter how holy you are, nobody loves to be delayed. I'm telling you the truth. I've been through delay. They will tell me to bless children, and I will bless children. The women with children will tell me to pray, and I will pray. And they will take it, and I wouldn't take it. And I look at God and say, why are you so unfair? Why would you tell me to bless them? And I was angry. I'm not the kind of person that will tell you, while I was going through pain, I was enjoying it. I wasn't enjoying the pain. I had to train myself to understand the prophetic agenda. I'm still talking about Elizabeth. Elizabeth did not enjoy the pain, I was trying to underscore. So when you're going through economic crisis, challenges, Marita, I don't know the nature of your challenge. It's painful. It's painful. When you are being scandalized, it's painful. When you are going through something, you can't help it. You wish you could say a prayer for it to work. You wish you could wish it away. Has anybody been where I've been? You wish you could just do in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You wish Pastor Ken could just touch you and it will work. You wish you could. You wish. There are so many wishes. God was slowing her down for something. If John the Baptist came when the mother was 20, 25, 40, he would have died young. I will tell you why. The only reason why John the Baptist was going to be born is to come and tell the world about Jesus. The purpose, the nature of his prophecy, the purpose of his living is to come and talk about Jesus. So he had to be delayed. Why he's being delayed? They were bringing. Can I get two people? Can I get Osayi? Come, my dear. You are doing. Just keep coming. Can I get somebody behind? You are ahead. You are ahead. Try to run, my brother. Try to run. Don't run too hard, so I won't fall. Can I get somebody? And then you see why you are pushing this, trying to stop this one. You are bringing this person forward. This is sometimes God does something like this. You are trying to hold on, and you are crying. I want to run. It's too late. My biological clock is being said, you better wait. If you get it now, you will die young. And he's telling this one, keep coming. This one says, hey, it's not time. There has to be a synchronization of destiny. He is the master choir director. He's done the rehearsal. Don't leave me. He's done the rehearsal. He knows when alto should come in. He knows when soprano should come in. He knows when the drummer should come in. If the alto goes before the soprano, there won't be synchronization of destiny. He wants to synchronize the birth of John the Baptist with the birth of Jesus. So he slows him down. He said, now Jesus, you can begin coming. This is synchronization of destiny. When we get to this place, I may not understand it, but it's for my best. It's for my good. This is what he wants me to do. I am the one that will bring in the Messiah. Listen to me. The destiny of Jesus was not secured if John the Baptist, the advertiser, was not there. Listen, if John the Baptist didn't come to advertise Jesus, Jesus would have spent some time advertising himself. John the Baptist had to come 6 months ahead of time, and he started advertising Jesus. Someone is coming who is greater than me. Sometimes your challenges are there to advertise your potentials. I love drinking orange juice. But the point, I don't like being orange juice. I like being simple orange. So you could just squeeze me a little and just take me away. But if I have to be the juice, they will peel me, I will cry. They will cut me open, I will cry. They better will put me on a juicer and put on the electricity. She will start juicing me out. She will start juicing me out. I will cry. If you are orange juice, you will cry. They will pull out everything from inside you. They won't even stop there. They will take you to the factory and process you. It won't stop there. They will put you in a package and process you. It won't stop there. They will put you, pack you together, put you in a carton and process you. It won't stop there. They will put you and pack you, slug you one after the other. It won't stop there. Your final destination is when they take you from the factory down to Coca supermarket, down to Zoro supermarket. It doesn't stop there. But ladies and gentlemen, when you come to Zoro supermarket and you see the orange juice that have been through hell and high water standing like this, displayed with air conditioner, you say, I like that. I'd like you to give two people high five. I'm liking it. When the orange juice stand by the counter and is well paused, the air conditioner is on, the searchlight is on it, Father Life will stand with Dancer and stand with Judge Juice. Several varieties. In the midst of several varieties, somebody will come and see Dancer and see Father Life and pick up the Chivita. That is the one that went through here on high water. And then you take me and you put me on a wedding like the wedding they had yesterday, where you have all the ex-governors and all the present governors. And then you put me in the hand of the president. And pass! When you enter the hand of Yaradua, the oranges will say, I'm liking it. I'm liking it. I leave you with this. Don't spoil your future with bad mouth. Don't say terrible things about your present, because this is not your final destination. Can I put this in your spirit? Why Joseph was going through to the palace, he had to go through betrayal, he had to go through slavery, he had to go through the pit, he had to go through false accusation, he had to go through the prison. But that's not the final destination. The final destination is the palace. But for me to get to the palace, I need to go through all this. If God shows you all this, you won't say, I'm liking it. When you see Jesus, because of the glory after the cross, he endured the present. Nigerians, endure whatever we're going through. It's just for a while. It won't, sorrow may last all night, but joy comes in them. I've come to speak to Nigerians. Our naira may be 100, $180 to 1 naira. It's just for a while. Somebody said many years after our independence, we'll still find it hard to start. They said it during MKO. They said it during Nnamdi Azikiwe. I'm just starting. This is just the morning of my life. I haven't gotten to afternoon. I am the one that will rewrite a story. Can I tell you something? Don't give up on your marriage. It's not the crisis that you're going through in that marriage. It's not the final destination. Remember the story of the Jews. Don't give up on whatever. I don't know what it is. This wasn't my message. But I don't know. I don't know the pain. I don't know the depth of the pain, the betrayal, whatever it is, the disappointment, I don't know how to put it. Human words are not enough for me to show you the depths of the pain. It's not the final destination. Inside this pain, there is a purpose. And the purpose will work for your good. Rise on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.